This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I hope somebody's holding you. I hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
I'm Sue from Lifeboat. And Lifeboat are promoting health and well-being, but you take in charge of your own health and well-being by using tools such as mindfulness, EFT tapping, NLP and Reiki as just a few examples of the tools that we can use. I thought it'd be a great idea to get on the radio and give out some of these tools freely to people, particularly the mindfulness and the meditation tools.
Hope somebody's holding you. Hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't.
Hi, yeah, so thought we'd better start with what's been happening to me over the last few weeks. It's actually been sort of a quiet couple of weeks, but a well-needed couple of quiet weeks, I think. Yeah, there was some little thing for me about my traumatic childhood that I've been sort of, over the time, remembering bits and pieces of it and sort of putting it together because I couldn't remember most of it. And I had some things that came up. I mean, things haven't been coming up for quite some time. And then just all of a sudden something came that sort of unsettled me a bit. It didn't rock me, but it did unsettle me a wee bit. So I needed to take some time and be really kind to myself. I was feeling a little bit sad and not having my daughter at home as well was not kind of helping with that because I could always ask her to give me a cuddle or a hug or something and we'd have a chat about something. And she was always pretty good at cheering me up or making me laugh anyway, so it probably wasn't helping her not being there. But she did have a little visit and she came up to stay with us for the weekend and that was really nice. And it sort of reminded me that sometimes we do need a bit of help from others as well, that some things that we're facing we can't actually face on our own and we do need a bit of help with these things. And I think often that's part of it, part of the battle and part of healing is when you actually start admitting that you do need help and trying to see where that help, you know, might actually come from. And something interesting happened was I was sitting at home and like I said, I'd been doing lots of care stuff for myself and then I had a message from a friend that I hadn't seen for a long time, like probably maybe even a couple of years. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, she just messaged me to see if I was at home and if I was home, could I put the kettle on and she'd come and visit me. And I thought, oh, yeah, that would be really cool, you know, that would be something nice. And just a reminder that I do need a little help with this and to have some company of a good friend would be really nice. So she came and we hung out and it was so lovely to catch up with her. And then when she was leaving, I was trying to give her some directions of how she could get back. She said, no, I think I'd like to go the other way. And I went, oh, so not going towards town. She said, no, I think I'd like to go drive the other way and just see where it takes me. And I said, you've never been down that way. No, she said, it would just be really interesting. So I actually gave her some instructions of how to get to Port Levy and off she toddled and she said, I've got a sleeping bag in my car if need be. And that's pretty good, you know, that's really wild that she's doing that. And it kind of made me think that maybe I should just do something like that. So anyway, the next day, she sent me some photos of her trip to Port Levy and I thought, that's it. I was supposed to do some work. I had a list of things that I should have or thought that I should be doing anyway, but I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put those to one side. I'm going to get the dog. I'm going to get a takeaway coffee. I'm going to drive to Port Levy where there is no cell phone coverage and I'm just going to spend some time walking around there in some quiet and, oh boy, it was lovely. You know, I just stood there by the water and drank my coffee. And we walked around for a bit and we walked to the end of the jetty and there was no one there, just me and the dog. And it was really, really lovely. And then when I was walking back to my car, I saw a swing on a tree and I thought, well, there's no one here. Let's have a go at that. So I had a little swing on the tree and it was lovely. And I twirled it all round and then let it go and then come back. And it was just like I was a little kid again. And that really sort of helped me. Just doing something like that, just taking a day off. Just it felt naughty because I was like skiving the day as well. So it just felt really good to do things like that. So I think it's just a little reminder for us all to maybe just slow down a little sometimes and take a look around and go and do stuff like that. Just that what makes us feel like doing something. It made me feel like a great appreciation for where I am now and all the things that I have actually got. And just taking that quiet time can just help you really do that. It was really the simple things that I was like blown away by, like the water and how still it was and the sky and the trees and the sound of the birds. And it just made me, by slowing down, by not always trying to get somewhere, to be doing something, by just being, it really did kind of help me appreciate things in life a lot more. So the song I've chosen today couldn't have summed it up any better. Louis Armstrong, listen to this.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
from this, what I decided to do, first of all, was actually, I think I've talked about this a couple of times before, and I've done something on a smaller scale, but actually made myself a care plan, and I actually wrote it down, typed it up, and I've actually got it in my room so I can see it. I think it's like important to have that, you know, like how you like make up a first aid kit in case of emergency, or even just after earthquakes, and we made up those boxes with water and food and stuff in. Well, this is a bit like that. It's a bit like making your care plan before you actually need it, because when you need it, then you don't remember what you actually put on it or what you could be doing to help yourself. But if you do it when you're feeling in a good space and a nice quiet space, then that's the best time to put your care plan together. So people often say to me, well, what would I put in my care plan? So what I thought I'd do is I'd just share my care plan with you, and then hopefully that might inspire you to put a care plan together for yourself. So the first thing I put on here is keep warm, especially my core. Wear clothes at night that keep my core warm. Wrap myself up in a blanket that's soft and warm while watching TV. Keep hydrated. Drink plenty of water, but also teas. Getting coconut water to drink, because that's got all the electrolytes in. It's really good for you. Some nice fermented drinks, but avoiding alcohol. Taking vitamin C, having fruit, making breakfast with berries and fruit. Vitamin D is another one that we need to be taking. So you can get that from supplements, which is a good thing. I got some extra supplements because at this time I was feeling a little bit run down. But getting outside and walking every day, sitting outside whenever you can. Look up foods that contain calcium, I put for myself, because I don't eat a lot of dairy. Eating healthy foods, choosing healthier options. I'm doing some cooking at home. I'm not really a cook, but I sort of started to make some like homemade meals, and I actually really kind of enjoyed doing that and just throwing in whatever I felt like, whatever was sort of hanging around there. And I got some vegetables that I'd grown in the garden, and it's really satisfying when you can use some of your own produce as well. I put taking arnica at least once a day, just when things are a bit difficult and rescue remedy is needed. So I've made sure that there's arnica and rescue remedy in my cupboard. Picking gentle meditations that you are used to doing. So something, not trying new meditations particularly, but picking some old favourites. And doing affirmations every single day. Do an immune busting protocol, which I've put together using a tapping mechanism, which is a really beautiful thing to do. But you can find other things. Maybe there are some tapping things on viruses or immune systems. So find something like that. Back to some more positive affirmations. Do only the coursework. So I'm doing a couple of courses. I'm studying some things. So I put on my list, do only what I needed to do for that coursework right now. I can always go a little bit faster when I'm feeling a bit better. So just kind of do what has to be done, and you can catch up with other things later. And I put things, dancing, painting, writing, because those are things that I really enjoy. Taking time to sit with things that arise. So thoughts, like you don't have to sit with every single thought, but maybe if you keep getting a reoccurring thought, you might want to just sit and see what that's all about, and perhaps what emotion or feeling comes up from that reoccurring thought. So paying a bit more attention to my thoughts. Have a good cry if I need to. I think we probably don't do that enough, and it's really, really cathartic to have a good cry. So if you want to, just have a really good cry. Take time with friends, laugh, watch some funny things, because just as good as crying is, so is laughing. There's actually a fabulous yoga laughter on Insight Timer. It's only short, and do it with headphones on in a room where people can't hear you or see you, though, because you might look a bit odd. But it's actually really cool, and it just kind of gives everything a good shake-up. And again, there's nothing like a good laugh to move things around and lift your mood as well. And I put on here, organise to see people who make you laugh or are just nice and easy to hang out with. organise a massage, have a few baths, use some magnesium on any sore muscles. And then on my last one was here, do a body check to feel where I'm holding the tension, because if you're holding tension quite a lot, often the places are like the jaw, the shoulders, the forehead, round the mouth, those places, you don't always realise that you're holding that tension till you actually stop and scan your body. Pay attention to your heart rate and pulse rate. And if it's noticing that it's slightly going up a little bit, then actually slow down, do some breathing exercise. And the other thing I put is move a bit slower, just in general. And then perhaps when you're standing up or sitting down, particularly standing up, just stand up a wee bit slower than normal. Spend some time at the beach. Of course, that was my trip to Port Levy, but also other times. Spend some time. If you can't spend some time at the beach, then wherever gives that feeling for you. Cut down on device time for a while. Like I set myself times in the morning where I wasn't actually looking at my device at all. And the other thing that I do at night is I make sure that my device, because I use the alarm for the morning, is the other side of the room. So I've actually got to get out of bed to look at the device. So when you wake up at that 3 o'clock in the morning thing, you don't start looking at your device because it's across the room and I've actually got to get out of bed. So anything that can help you do that. I also put down, cut on device time, but make sure you do something nice just before you go to bed. I think that that was important to me as well, so that when I was going to sleep and going to bed, I was having some good thoughts just before my sleep. So whatever that means to you, it might mean having a nice drink or a bite to eat and then just pondering over what's been good about your day or what things that you like about yourself. So always kind of ending the day on something positive. Sometimes they can be small things, sometimes they can be really big things, but try and finish it on something positive. So that was my care plan. I hope that you found that interesting and maybe you could think of some things from my care plan that you could put in your own. And I think with this COVID thing going round and us all being somewhat stressed over it, that it would be a good time now to put that care plan together. Something else that I did is I came across this turtle prayer and I thought this was really good and it really sort of helped me through those difficult times and trying to keep that quiet and stillness. Remember I said when I went to Port Levy that I had that quiet, still and peaceful feeling. I'd had the same feeling. I went up to Mount Lyford a few weeks ago and when we were driving back, it was a beautiful sunny day and I had some really nice music and I was looking out the window and just listening to the music and I was just exactly where I was and nowhere else, and I just got this most beautiful, peaceful feeling. And I think we're not getting enough of that. And whatever way works for you, try and get that peaceful, quiet, stillness feeling. Anyway, when I was looking for some words to explain this feeling, I found this turtle prayer. So I'll read it to you now. Great Turtle Spirit, I invite you into my life. I seek your lessons of tremendous patience. I seek your lessons of stability. I seek your lessons of the shore. Lead me along that place where water touches earth, the space between movements and stillness. Remind me that I carry all I need with me at all times. Awaken my senses so that I am prepared for opportunities as they arrive. Help me trust that all that happens, when and how it should. Shield me from harm. Share your primal wisdom, please. Help me remember that my home is with me wherever I go. Mother Turtle, I call to you. I just think those words were just so beautiful, that prayer. So for the meditation today, we are going to have a bit of music, but I thought we'd kind of get you into a comfortable position to start with. So if you're driving or operating machinery, don't do the meditation right now. Just listen to the song. But my advice would be, when you can, sit quietly and do the meditation to this song, because it's a really beautiful song and it certainly brought up a lot of things for me. Okay, so sit nice and comfortable. Put your feet flat on the floor. Just breathe in through your nose now and out through your mouth. And another deep breath in through the nose and hold it. Out through the mouth. And another one in through the nose. Out through the mouth and let out a sigh. As you can feel all that tension just leaving you. Now, just sit very quietly and listen to this song and relax your shoulders, drop them down, relax the tension round your eyes, round your mouth, round your jaw, feel where your bum's on the seat and your feet are on the floor. And just drift away. And if your mind wanders off, just bring it back to the song.
No, you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Beloved child, my heart is yours. Beloved child, go out and open doors with your love, with your faith. dreams till your soul is released.
So welcome back. Make a note of some of the emotions or the feelings that came up for you while you were listening to that song. You might want to try and even find the song and listen to it again. It's such a beautiful song, and I think it could bring up so many emotions and feelings, and it'd be good to let some of those out. And even if the song made you feel like you wanted to have a good cry, then have a good cry. Let it all out. Make a note of how you felt. And what was the thing behind the feeling, the story behind the feeling or emotion perhaps? Or you might just feel like it feels fine now you've actually let it go. Anyway, thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a good couple of weeks, and I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
For all your first aid and CPR and wellbeing at work programs and training, please contact FACTCO.nz. That's FACTCO.nz. You can contact them at training@factco.nz or 03 365 3556. The fact is, you can save a life.
Home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever.